You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So you tell another story about running to the battle. Talk to us about that.
Okay. This story happened on a farm in Georgia, same farm where we were coon hunting. Mm-hmm. And we had an irrigation pond, and we were irrigating a crop up on the side of a hill. Uh-huh. And so as we would pump that water, it brought down the level in the pond. Mm-hmm. About 10 feet of dry ground. It was kind of slippery and wet.
Right.
And I was coming from the hog pens down below the dam. And as I came up over the dam to the pond, it was a 3-acre pond, there was an unusually strong wind that day, maybe 30 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is there was white caps on a pond. Normally you'd see white caps at the beach.
Yeah, not
never,
a pond.
Ever on a pond.
Right.
There was a high wind, okay? And I looked out and I saw a strange sight. I saw a giant snake floating, swimming through the water, and he had his head 2 feet above the water.
Wow.
Generally, any snake I've ever seen is, I've never seen their head up in the air. What he was doing was trying to get him up above those white caps. He was swimming. I personally thought it was an anaconda.
Wow.
In my own mind, I'm kind of a snake guy. I've killed maybe 20 rattlers and a dozen big moccasins because I made my living in a swamp.
Right.
With swamp cattle and building fences. So I've seen a lot
Fort
of snakes.
Fort Myers, Southern.
Yeah. And just so in my life, I've been blessed to be around a lot of rattlesnakes. So
blessed.
I have. All right, so here comes my brother in a Jeep from up at the farmhouse. It's an old Willys Jeep with, to give you the picture, with the windshield down. It was green, no top, no sides, no brakes. Right. And he comes up on the dam.
Right.
And normally, a big snake like that, and I discerned it wasn't an anaconda, it was a giant moccasin.
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought it looked like it was 6 feet long.
Okay.
And so usually the moccasins I've killed have been about 3 feet long, okay? But this snake, it actually turned kind of a gray color. Mm. He was huge because he was old.
Right.
And so I told my brother, I said, hey, we got to kill that snake.
Right.
He might hurt one of our children.
Right.
He might even kill a dog or a pig, a baby pig.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the problem with the moccasin in the water, they're in their element.
Right.
They're hard to get. And there's I've heard stories about they'll actually swim to a man.
Mm-hmm.
Most other snakes will run from you. I'm not sure about the stories about swimming to, because most of the moccasins I've seen try to get away.
Right.
And they're hard. I could maybe throw something at him, but in the water, you can't get him hard.
Right.
So I thought, Jerry, maybe if he goes up that bank,
mm-hmm.
what I can do is take his hog stick, and it was only about 3 feet long with a cane. It was a cane.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get between him and the water, he'll come to me.
Right, right.
All right? So my brother, he's what I call aggressively cautious.
Mm-hmm.
I call myself cautiously aggressive.
Right.
Okay? So I said, I'm going to get him. So I ran, and I got between that snake and the water, ready for him to come at me.
Right.
Instead, he froze, because his head had just gone into the grass. Mm. If you can imagine, there's a water, and then about 10 feet of muddy where it had been pumped down, and then there was grass.
Uh-huh.
So he went up there and put his head in the grass, and immediately I smacked him on the back of the head.
Oh.
Then I smacked him again. Wow. And then I'll tell you what I did.
What?
Also with that other rattlesnake.
Uh-huh.
I put it where I could cut their head off, because I'm going to tell this to everybody I know. I've told it to my legacy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't cut off the head of a rattlesnake and you pick it up, they are not like a coon. They have a body reaction. They'll curl around, and if they strike you, they have a pouch of venom in the roof of their mouth.
Right.
And if they're dead or alive, when they strike you with their veins, it deposited that venom in you just like they were alive.
Wow.
So what I say, be careful to isolate their head and cut it off.
Wow.
So I could not believe how big that snake was. I could barely lift him off the ground.
Wow.
But I call the name of the story Run to the Battle.
Right, right.
Because there's times in life where you need to have no fear.
Right.
God didn't give us a portion of fear. You need to stand up and you need to step up.
Right.
And I'm believing right now in this nation,
yes.
it's a time for men to step up.
Right.
And here's what a word that was given me. No more delay. Hey, Jack, it's time to be the priest of your home. You need to get up off that couch or wherever it is, you're at work, whatever it is. Don't be ashamed that you're a Christian, okay? Jesus says, I don't mean this is a hard word. He says, I'm going to be ashamed of those that's ashamed of me. I had to make a decision, okay, wherever I'm at, I'm going to stand for the Lord. And I believe when he comes back with his angels, I believe by grace I'm an ordinary man. But because of my faith in him, he's going to recognize me. He'll recognize you. It's time to run to the battle. It is a battle. It's a battle for our country. Yes. There seems to be a force that's trying to take over. I'm not calling it red or blue or anything. I'm trying to tell you it's darkness and it's light. And we're on the side of light. So come on, Jack. It's time to make a decision to move forward with the rest of us ordinary men. And let's teach values to our children. Let's bring about a change in this country. I'm not a politician. I don't want to be a politician. But I want righteousness because we serve the King of righteousness.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That is so good. I totally agree with it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.